So, healing. In 1992, going back to my ordination retreat, that simple conversation with Subhuti, that acknowledgement, had a very strong effect on me. I'm not sure if it was that day or the next day, the day of my ordination. I can't quite remember. But I meditated. And the whole thing, you know, not so much that conversation, but that was part of it, but certainly the fact I was about to be ordained, really concentrated my mind tremendously. A very, very profound meditation, I think. And when you are ordained, you're making a lifelong commitment to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, going for refuge to the three jewels, we call it. And, gosh, this is a very difficult talk to give. So I just remember, well, I remember meditating and just asking myself, what is, if I'm going for refuge to the Buddha, who is the Buddha? What is the mind of the Buddha? And at that point, something just opened up, a sense of freedom and boundlessness. And that was the Dharma, I think. That was what made sense of my ordination for me and going for refuge. That sense that there's something alive that I'm not even going to bother trying to put into words. So here are the three principles that came to me just recently when I was thinking about this. Thinking about my whole experience in Triratna. First one, Triratna is broken. The order is broken. Bhante is broken. We will never get over this. I've been dealing with this issue for decades, and it keeps coming round. It seems to be as intense as ever. Second one, the second reflection, is that the Dharma is alive in Triratna. And I know that in my bones. I know it in my life. So it can't be completely broken. And the third one is I love the order and I love Triratna. And in a complicated way, I love Bhante, my teacher. There's a long way to go with all of this, and actually we'll never get there. I don't think this will ever be resolved. We never banish the shadow. As an order, as a movement, as people coming into Triratna, we need a relationship with our teacher, with Bhante, that expresses all of this, everything that I'm trying to express now. And that will vary from person to person. Some people will think about these issues and they won't want to have any part of it. They won't want to be involved with an order that's founded by someone who acted in that way. Others will be more understanding. Consider that the way that things look when you see the consequences aren't necessarily the way they seem at the time to anyone. That people do foolish things with good intentions. So there isn't going to be an answer to any of these questions. This mysterious man, who I know from my own experience is in many ways my superior. Intellectually, spiritually, as a human being, I look up to him. There's not going to be a resolution to this painful tangle. When you have a knot or a tangle, the one thing you mustn't do is tug at it. You have to gently tease it apart. I'm proud of Triratna for all of this, and I'm proud to be an order member. It's life. It's my life, and it's the Dharma life.